This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining. This is a Latin GP meeting on 14th of July 2016. We have Mariana, Mikhail, Aisha Gul, and myself, Sarmad, on the call. So over to you, Mariana.
First, I want to thank you all. I'll do my best to try to revive this group. At least I will not have a lot of time in the next few months, but I'll do my best. With Sarmad, who is a great help to me, we provided some kind of agenda for today. We passed the roll call. Now, is there anything else what the members of the group think should be added to this agenda? Please. Say, otherwise we shall proceed as it is proposed. No one is raising the hand, so shall we start? You know that we have done usually when I start to speak English after a long period, I need some time to get fluency. Okay, you have to be patient with me for the moment. We have done, up to now, we have made a proposal for a generation panel for Latin script. We send it to integration panel and we got some comments on it. On the other hand, we had, let's say, 2 months pause in our work, so we have to see how shall we proceed in the future. First thing, one of the things is that we have to revise our proposal in order to be accepted by the integration panel and that our Latin panel should be seated. That's, I think, the main task at this moment, although we have not enough capacity or people who could work on it, so we had to accustom our plans to the number of people who has time to commit to this task. That's something what I wanted to say on the review of the current status. Sarmad, you might have something if I missed anything.
Right. So I think to get this proposal accepted, obviously we need to incorporate the comments by the integration panel. But one more thing which we do need is actually perhaps a wider set of people so that we actually have a representative group for Latin. And I think that's something we should also work on in parallel. And I think one of the things we should do perhaps is take a look at who the members are and where the gaps are, so that I can work with all of you to reach out to relevant people and see if we can invite more people to get on the panel. But we, at some point, I think we do some gap analysis of where we are lacking expertise for this panel so that we can do that outreach. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. That was one of my thoughts because my computer crashed, but doesn't matter. At least my Adobe Connect crashed. I will try to revive it. On the other hand, that was also the thing I was thinking about. We do not have enough people on the in the group, and I'm not sure how your proposal is to let's say. Contact people and try if they can be involved more in the work of our group. But on the other hand, I was thinking, just a moment, it revived. I was thinking that we can make some kind of table, although there is only 4 of participants today. And it is not a very nice period of the year to start a new task or to revive the old one because a lot of people are on holidays, at least in my country. Let's try to make some analysis to see what in the current proposal we have, I think, at least 10 people who sent their CVs, and as I remember, it is some kind of sign that they are very serious in trying to include to devote some time to the work of this group. On the other hand, I have problem in my head because I'm not a linguist by education. I'm an electrical engineer. How can we, see who of the people from our group can cover different areas, different kind of languages or different classes of languages? For this kind of information, it will be very difficult for me to make the table. Let's say, on one side, all the languages which are using Latin script. On the other side, in the table, the people who can cover some part of these languages. I think I was clear in this moment. And after that, we can see where are the biggest gaps.
Right. So I think some of that is already in the proposal. And I think if we start looking at the proposal and see what the different language, groups are and language geographies are, and start from there, and then also see whether those geographies are covered by any of the members who've sent in their CVs. So that would be a starting point, and I can, try to help with doing some of that analysis and share it with the list as well. Maybe that's one place to start.
Yeah, that's a good way of thinking, I'm sure. We shall see. Let's just write it as one of the tasks which should be done. When we collect all the tasks, we could offer the task to the members of the group and see if someone could help with it. Otherwise, me will try in the future to cope with one task after another. I don't know any other approach.
Sure, that would work. Thank you.
That's one. So that's the first one. I mean, start. This is something what will be about the status of GP membership and identification of gaps in membership. Is there anyone who could add something to our discussion? Mine and Sarmat. Okay.
Sorry. Can you repeat that? I didn't get that.
I think if we are going through our agenda, first one is the review of the current status of the proposal. I think we have some material about it, which I sent earlier this day. And the B point, 2B, is the status of GP membership and identification of gaps in membership. I think we can get some impression about it if we make this table which I discussed before. I mean, on one side, the languages or the class of languages. On the other side, the members of the panel, and see where the gap is. And after that, we can contact those members of the panel to see do they have enough available time to put more time in our common work, in our work. Was I clear now?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. That was 2B. Any other suggestions about this topic from the group? No, maybe we should think after we see the notes and maybe some new ideas will appear. According to the status of the proposal, this is 2A, I'm a little bit jumping around, or discussion of the next steps, 3A, I'm not quite sure. 2A and 3A and are somehow interfered. I made one paper this morning. I read a little bit the comments from the general comments from the integration panel, and I started, that's only the first 10 points. I didn't read all the rest of the document. I didn't have enough time. Although I think that the main things which we have to resolve on this general comments, the other one which are comments in the text, I think we shall resolve it easier in the future. So I've made this paper to represent easily what are the main comments to our paper which we submitted and how could we resolve it. Shall I read it or shall I ask you for any comments to this paper, or shall we discuss it point by topic by topic, or what do you propose to do? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. I think we can probably go point by point.
Okay. From this paper I sent this morning.
Yes, it's displayed on the Adobe Connect.
Yes, it is on Adobe Connect. Yes, yes. Some of these comments are relatively clear to me. Some other need some more linguistic expertise, which I don't have. So shall we start from the beginning and see what will be at the end? First one, the comment is about the schedule. Comment is the proposed schedule appears unnecessary down out. The IP suggests to organize some activities in parallel rather than strictly serially. I understand why Chris aligned it serially, because there is no enough capacity to make a parallel approach to the whole bunch of tasks we have. But I suggested that we could try to resolve this after we figure how many people we have on the group. And I cannot give any date or any, I have no idea when it will be resolved. I hope in the next 2 months, maybe at the beginning of September, when all the people come back from the holidays and start working again. I don't know. That's my view of this problem.
Yes, I think once we start reaching out to people and start getting their get more people involved, this will probably the question will answer itself. So we can probably stick with the current plan keep the current plan and see focus on the other task of getting more people and then come back to this.
And then make it in parallel. Okay, I hope we shall have luck. The second topic is cross-strip surveillance. I must admit that I'm not well informed about all this linguistic stuff. I have to read more. Maybe I will need some more clarification. The comment is this should be reviewed by the other panels. Therefore, having an early draft will prevent delays. The IP suggests that the GP plan to generate a maximal set of cross-strip variants early. This maximal set can be initially based on MSR 2 subset for Latin. It does not have to be limited to the final right now. As I understand, this comment is that we shall try. I think cross-strip variances scope has the similar start. I mean, we need to make the scope based on MSR2, because Chris said a different approach, and after that, I don't know how shall we find cross-crypt variants, because it should be somehow done by joint groups or groups from different scripts working together. This is something we have to think about. This is the coordination between panels somehow.
Right. So there are other communities which are facing the same challenge. So, for example, there are also cross-crypt variant possibilities in Thai and Lao and Khmer information panels. And one of the things they've done is that each of those communities have done their own analysis of cross-crypt variants independently and documented what their thinking is. And then what we did as ICANN was facilitate a dialogue where we shared the cross-crypt variants from one community with the other two communities and basically got feedback from other communities. So I think that worked really well because everybody had the chance to look at it from their own perspective before starting to talk to each other. And so that brings three different perspectives on the table. In this particular case, we already have some proposals from Armenian GP.
Okay.
And, I think one thing we could, or Latin GP could do is look at Armenian and Greek and Cyrillic and draw their own list and then share those lists with the relevant panels to get their feedback on the analysis. And then we can also facilitate a meeting, face-to-face meeting, maybe at an ICANN meeting or something. You know, some other venues where more detailed feedback can be taken up. But I think what IP was suggesting was that instead of doing it towards the end of the project, looking at the timeline, that can potentially also be done sooner. But in any case, that's something for the Latin generation panel to consider when they want to do it and how they want to do it.
Okay, Simon, but one thing is not clear to me. Is it necessary to have this cross-crypt variant in proposal for GP, or it could be done later?
Right. I think in the proposal there is a timeline and a plan of work. What IP is saying is in that plan of work, maybe the Latin generation panel can consider taking this task earlier in that plan, rather than later in the plan. So I think the comment is not to do the analysis of the cross-crypt variants at this time, but actually modify the plan to show that it will be done earlier, maybe.
That this task should be done. Okay, that's a little bit easier, because if we have to cope with this issue at this moment, it will prolong our proposal for GP. You know what I mean. Okay, we shall put it in the timeline somehow to that IP could see explicitly that we shall deal with it, but just not to do to deal with it at this moment. Am I all right?
Yes. I think that's exactly what they are probably asking for.
What they are thinking. Okay. That's good. Okay, Aizgul is leaving us, so there are three of us. Okay. The next one is scope. I don't think, sorry, what is going on?
No, nothing. I think it's just Aizgul, she dropped off.
Yes, he's off. Okay. The next topic is scope. For me, this topic does not seem very complicated. We have MSR2. We can make one table extracted from MSR2 or Latin scripts and that will be our scope at this moment. This is the maximal repertoire. What will be at the end, we shall see. So it also doesn't seem very difficult to do at this moment. So we have, up to now, we have two tasks. One of the topics, cross-script variants, to put it in the timeline, in our plan. The second task is to create the scope based on MSR2. We shall see if anyone will volunteer about it, and after that we shall decide what will be the next. Any other comments about it, about this topic, scope? No? Okay. Sorry? Sarma, please.
No, I was just saying that no comment from my side.
Thank you, Sarma. Thank you very much. The next one is a role of principles. I must say that I didn't understood this comment at all, because I'm not very familiar with principles and procedures, but I promise I will read it. And if someone understands what should be done now, could be clarified at this moment, or shall we talk about it on the list? I don't know what, Sarmat, what do you think?
So I think one of the comments I would like to make more generally is that, you know, at this stage, we should focus on simplifying the proposal and focusing in it on basically just the task at hand, which is just to have define what the membership is and what the timelines are going to be, and not go too much into analysis. Maybe mm-hmm. what has happened is that the initial proposal which was drafted probably has already a lot of analysis, which really should mm-hmm. be done after the mm-hmm. panel is formed. So some of these things can be taken care of if we reduce the proposal and simplify it to focus exactly on what is needed and leave out the analysis which actually can be done later on.
Sarma, thank you very much. It was my thoughts also, but this is the first time I was working in this area, so we have to finalize our proposal or to put all the stuff which are going into deeper analysis apart to save it for the later work and to adjust proposal just to have in it everything what is expected from integration panel and send it to integration panel. That's good. I think it
right.
is it is right, right approach.
Right. What I can do is I can also recirculate the template which integration panel has suggested for this proposal. You know, it's just to, I guess, remind us what is the minimal information which is needed, and then we can
mm-hmm.
look at the current document and see if something needs to be really taken out and simplified so that we can just focus on the proposed GP development at this time.
That will be very good. That's the proposal I like very much. So, in the same...
Sorry to interrupt, just that you all know, Ahmed just joined.
Who is joined? Ahmed. Hello, Ahmed. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. So in the same category are a false role of normalization and a role of the critics. It should be removed from the initial proposal and put it aside and take care about it in the final document.
Yes, I think that could be one of the ways to proceed.
That's good. So all the complicated stuff I don't understand should be discussed later. That's very good. At least I will have time to learn something. Will you please move a little bit this document up. Yeah, role of diacritics. Let me see. And also diacritics. It also can be postponed. And the last three one are merely notes on the things which are put in the proposal, and the generation panel doesn't think they improve our document. So my suggestion is to remove them. And at the end, we have the comment on character of the field, EGIES, which shall be easily corrected. Huh. That's our discussion about how could we update the proposal and try to submit it again. I'm not sure that we can set some date when it will be finished. Let's first, shall we go till the end of the agenda, and after that we can make some conclusions or wrap up or whatever it is called in English.
Okay.
So this was this discussion we have discussed status of the proposal, status of the VP membership, discussion of the next steps. Okay, we have at least a more clear picture about what should be done with the proposal to pass IP and this panel to be seated. The big issue is increasing membership. We have some proposals, but I'm not quite sure that it will give good results in short time. So we have to rely on the people who have some time to commit to this cause. It will be good, Sarmad, if we make this table with languages and people and ask people on the group, on the list, to give some kind of promise or to say how much time they can devote to different tasks. And no other ideas at this moment.
Right, so that's a starting point, and I think let's do an analysis to see where we are, and also who is willing to contribute, and based on that, I think one possibility is that if we, you know, we already have people from, let's say, 10 languages, at least we can start from those languages, and then in the meantime, in parallel, we can go and start searching people for those languages or regions from where we do not have expertise. So we can start with those languages for which we already have people, and then do the rest later.
Okay, so these people, I'm personally, I'm a little bit confused, but you have a lot of experience in different generation panels, so I rely on you to help us. We have to help these people in the way how they will proceed with their tasks. Because at this moment we have to make the new scope based on MSR2 to put it in our proposal for GP. On the other side, we have this table which was made by Chris, those two tables are not, let's say, easy to make one of the two. I suppose it won't be easy. We have to find some way to help the people how they will do their job. To help the members of the group how they will, to make them clear what is their task. If it is clear to them, they can judge if they have enough time to do the task or not. I personally have some confusions about it. Maybe I will clear it in the next period of time. Because after our proposal is finished, incorporated our comments from the integration panel, we have to start the real work, and it is to find, to do all the things which are expected to be done. And, okay, I'm going too far from this moment. Let's see. I have to think about it a little bit, and probably I will ask you to help me if I have some dilemmas how the things should be done.
Right. So we do actually have experience from how other generation panels are working. So I think when the time comes, we can share, two, three different methods which other generation panels are using.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, we can decide how Latin generation panel would more like to move forward.
Yeah, that's good. We have some experience of the other people. That's always good to have it. So we cannot assign any task to the different members. That's the 3C. After we do this preliminary thing, trying to finish proposal from JP, and make this review of the members of the panel and their expertise with specific languages. And after that, we have defined today a few tasks, of which one is the largest one is this one to make the scope of the panel based on the NSR tool. This is very complicated to me. This one were postponed for the later work. And there are some, let's say, editorial things at the end, points 8 to 11 in this paper I made this morning. Okay, that's all I have to say today. Has anyone any other comments, any other addings, any other thoughts, any other proposals?
This is Ahmed Bak. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes,
hello.
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. I was observing why participation in this section is very low, because there was some lack of interest in this group, and I have seen that Chris was meeting with so many people to come and join, but the interest of the people was very low. Whether they consider that Latin script is not as important for them, or otherwise they consider that there is no charm to join this group, because other groups are offering face-to-face meetings, and this group has yet not decided. Chris was initially working for that, and then after his joining to other assignments, work on this is not as much effective as we were considering. And secondly, well, someone has to take a leading role, and after the crisis, we are still thinking Marjana will take care of the chair seat, but she was not interested at that time. She was deferred by the end of July, so we are almost reaching by end of July, so she may reconsider to join as a chair. These are my proposals.
I'm sorry, Mirjana Tafi speaking for the record. I'm sorry, I didn't understand well what did you say, because the transmission of the voice was very bad. Could Sarma, did you hear better than me what Ahmed said?
Shall I repeat?
Ahmed, can you? Yes, can you speak surprise again?
Yeah, actually, I'm saying that we have mainly two lacking. One, we don't have leadership within our group, and secondly, we are not offering anything for charming for the people to join this group. Let's say they want to have face-to-face meeting, but this group does not have any face-to-face meeting. And especially after the departure of Chris, we don't have any leader to run this group. Although Mirjana has done wonderful work, but even then, someone has to take the leadership role in the group.
Right. I think in that context, Mirjana's already volunteered to do that, so I think that's where we are starting with. But in any case, you know, those are good points. And I, you know, as we take the move work forward, if there is, you know, we will obviously try to take up whatever possibilities there are to take the work forward. You know, if there is face-to-face interaction required, we will obviously do that. You know, as a first task, probably we need to focus and get a reasonable group together which can function and is, I guess, reasonably comprehensive enough to cover most of the regions geographically which use the Latin script.
I agree, Mirjana Tafić speaking. I agree with Sarmad. I'll do my best to help this group do its job in the right way till the end. Although I'm a little bit in the next few months, I have a lack of time. But at least in these few months before September, when most people are coming back from these holidays, we can structure somehow our work. We can finish the proposal for GP and send it to IP and to see if we have satisfied the rules that our GP will be seated. And I also hope that the people who have joined the group before will see that the group starts working in an organized and serious manner, and maybe some of them will be interested to take a role and to help the group to finish the job.
At this stage, I'm not sure how much members we have in this group. I have seen no one is replying to mails. I'm not sure whether they are reading our mails or not. So we really need to reconsider our policies to attract some very good people for this.
Right, and I think that is one of the first tasks we should really be working on. And I think I will also work on this with the Latin GP, and we'll see if we can reach out to more people and try to get them more involved. Thank you.
Ms. Mekhala, I would like to say something.
Of course. Thank you.
Yes, I also agree that right now our first concern is that we do have a lack of active members and that we need to get further active members. I tried on my own part writing a message to even just not just call for action, but also just get a feedback on who's still active and who's still replying. And as Ahmad also said just now, there was very little response. So some people are still active, but from what I can see, we're talking about a handful of people. So the most important part in my view is that we need further active members. And to get further active members, we should actively do outreach to different communities who might have an interest in our work. So I think one way to achieve that would be, for example, to go and do presentations in different venues to inform people about the type of work we intend to do, we have been doing, possible outcomes, and present ourselves as accessible for any kind of inquiry regarding future membership by prospective candidates. I think we should try and go at it this way, but maybe there is a better way. Anyhow, the main thing is we need more active members. We should not even try doing this by ourselves. I think this would be futile in my personal view, because we don't have neither the capacity nor the know-how as a group, nor the time and manpower and womanpower in this case, in your case, Mariana, to actually get all this work done. Thank you.
May I say something? Mariana Tassi speaking again. I think that me and Sarmad and a few of you who are present today can finish at least proposal for the GP. After that, when our proposal pass IT comments and be accepted, our group will be seated. And after that, we can count on some finances to maybe promote the work of the group, as Michael said. Or, because at this moment, we are all volunteering with any financial support.
Right. So I think we can probably even start reaching out to more people in parallel while we are working on the proposal. I can certainly their channels to reach out again. So I will start interacting with our regional teams and see if we can spark more interest and try to reach out to more people. Let us at ICANN start working on that as well and see if we can get some results over next month or so.
That will be very good. Although I was thinking, I worked for a while on the Faculty of Mathematics here in Belgrade, and I know a few people over there dealing with linguistic things from the mathematical side of everything, of language, but it is July, August, people are coming back to the university at the beginning of September, so I can't do anything locally in Belgrade, although I think I could find some people there who could be interesting and have some expertise in linguistics and also in mathematics. That's one idea which I had today.
Right. So I think we can work on these tasks in parallel and see if they can bring the group together. We can start working on the proposal to seat the GP, do that in parallel, and create some more, energy in this email list through that process. So I will start working on my end to reach out to more people and see if we can get more people involved. Certainly I think the gap analysis we are going to do for different languages and the current membership can also help point us in the right direction as well, where we want to go and find more people. So in any case, let's good that we can get this started, and thanks to all of you. And let's start working, you know, at the pace which is comfortable with all of us, and see if we can slowly pick up the pace as we move forward.
Okay. Thank you, Sarmad, very much. I hope that we can make some notes from today's meetings. Sorry. Any other comments or addition to what we said today? Any thoughts, new?
Sorry, I joined late, so I will. You sent earlier this morning this document, but I was not able to read. I will read and I will send you comment through email.
Sorry, Ahmed, I never understand. I didn't understand what you did you say, but I understood that you will send something to the list. That's good.
Okay.
We shall discuss on the list.
I think I need to change my stuff to improve the voice quality.
Somehow the voice is so distorted that I cannot recognize the words, you know, like someone speaking from the barrel. You know barrel?
Okay.
The big thing. Maybe my line is not okay, I don't know. Thank you, Ahmed, very much. Thank you. Any other business? We are almost at the end of our call. I think we have 3 minutes more. So, if there is no comments or no further suggestions, or if anything drops on your mind, please write on the list, because we have, when you write something on the list, we have all the history, whatever is happening, and we can react in the proper way. Sarmad?
I can actually I'll share the recording and I'll post the recording on the wiki as well, and I will also make a summary of some of the discussions we had and share it on the list.
Thank you very much, Sarmad. Thank you. You are a great help, really. We rely on you. So everybody, thank you very much for joining in this call. And our next call will be in 2 weeks in the same time. Hope to hear you again and have a nice day. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.